Welcome to Channel 9 at TechEd Europe. I'm Simon Perryman, Senior Technical Evangelist, and in this episode, I'm joined by Mark Quintal, as we're going to talk about some of the new server and cloud certification and partner programs. But first, Mark, can you just give a quick introduction? Tell us, what do you do at Microsoft?
I'm a program manager in the cloud and enterprise division. I've been doing customer programs for about 15 years. Been doing what was called the JDP programs in the past, and then the TAP programs, and now we're part of the partner and customer ecosystem team, and that's what we do.
Great. So what exactly is the partner and customer ecosystem team? What does your team do?
We typically, in a nutshell, we handle partner engagements for the CNE organization, and my specific area of expertise is about the certification programs for CNE.
Okay, so within CNE, we have different certifications today. What's the state of the union with them? How are people liking them?
Well, basically, we had the Windows Server logo program for quite a few years now, probably since 6, 7, 8 years, and it's been having some success. We're having probably thousands of partners certified, and more precisely, about 4,000 in the database right now, about 1,000 certified on the latest version. The partners are saying the visibility of the program may not be as they would like it to be. So they're part of the program, they're getting the logo, they're using the logo program. We're listing the solution in a catalog somewhere that could benefit from some more visibility, and that's what we're trying to fix and address with the new programs.
Great. So with our partners, what type of partners are we talking about? Is this hardware partners, software partners? Can you kind of go into some more detail about who our partners are?
Yes, these are specifically ISV partners, so partners developing applications that are sold commercially. The tools can be used for an IT pro validating their own line of business solutions, but typically the programs are for commercial applications that are that can be sold to customers.
So would this be like an add-on for Windows Server, an add-on for System Center, that type of solution?
Pretty much, yes. I mean, we have certification programs for Windows Server. There was one that you may be aware of that was announced this past July at WPC, the Azure Certified Program for Virtual Machines. So this is similar type of programs where ISVs are developing applications that can be bundled to a VM, and the VM could be downloaded from the Azure Marketplace.
Great. So what's been new? What have we really announced this week as far as how we're helping enhancing this partner ecosystem?
Well, basically, we're announcing two things. One is the more options for certification. So we're adding two options for the logo certification, including the Hyper-V certification and also the System Center certification. We also, in addition to the certification options, we are going to base the solution catalog on the Microsoft Pinpoint Marketplace.
All right, so let's walk through each of these one at a time here. So I guess let's start with Windows Server OLAP. What's new with our Windows Server certifications?
So Windows Server certification per se doesn't change that much. It's more the new options that are changing. So by adding the Hyper-V certification options, we're allowing partners to differentiate themselves a bit more. Listening to customers in the past few years that have been running this specific program, the questions always come up, even if we have a unified message that an application running on Windows Server is actually compatible on Hyper-V, the question is always coming back from customers as they're changing their environment from Windows 2003 and from previous versions. They're looking for new versions of the solutions they have. They look in the catalog, they see compatible Windows Server. They don't all get the message that, oh, it's also compatible with Hyper-V. So we're trying to fix that by allowing a certification option for partners to differentiate themselves and be able to tell the customers that, hey, my solution is actually compatible for Hyper-V as well. Hyper-V being in the market for many years now, the market share being larger than it was before, the question's coming more and more every time. So we're trying to fix that situation for the new messaging for Hyper-V.
And I hear that a lot with VMware customers as well that are migrating. They already have these enterprise applications. They're running them on VMware infrastructure. They say, I'm moving over to Hyper-V. Is this also a thing that they could use to have some confidence that this app will still also run on the Hyper-V stack too?
Exactly. And this is, we see many partners actually having solutions certified on VMware that would also come to Hyper-V with this program. That's a great opportunity for them to tell the world that, hey, I'm building to the cloud. My first step is going to provide a solution that can be deployed in your private environment, on your private cloud, on your enterprise cloud, and then they move to Azure later on with the certification for Azure.
Great. So if I'm an ISV, what are the requirements for me to say that I'm certified on Hyper-V? What do I need to do?
So for Hyper-V per se, you have to first of all, be a member of the partner network, the Microsoft Partner Network. Then there's a self-test toolkit that you download from the web. Then you run the test against your application. And when you're ready, you upload the successful test results to Microsoft. And then you get listed to the new Pinpoint catalog.
Now, are we validated to those test results as well?
Is this all
self-certification?
Yeah, the self-test tool pretty much provide a nice report, a detailed report that shows exactly which functions, which tests that you've passed and which tests that have not passed. And some tests are more optional, that are more information for you, best practices you should be implementing, maybe for next version. But there's a set of core tests that you need to pass. And you basically, the submission for certification would be rejected right away if you're not passing those tests. But the report is clear that typically partners will not update those test results if they're not successful anyway.
Great. And you said that there's also best practices. So are you saying that as our partners are testing on Hyper-V, we're also giving them guidance to make their solution even more performant, more compatible too?
Yes. Actually, that's a basic message for logo certification in general as well. I mean, logo certification is really there to highlight the partnership we have with our partners. Partners are investing in our platform. They want to do the right thing. They're following best practices. By getting a certification, it allows Microsoft to say, hey, you know what? We're in this together. We want to promote their product. So we are both make a statement of quality of their solution because they're following those best practices.
Great. So, now, let's take a step back. We were talking about the Windows Server certification all up. Tell me a little more about that. What is the requirements for someone to be certified on Windows Server?
Windows Server is pretty similar to what I just explained for Hyper-V. Basically, again, it's a self-test tool that you upload your results to Microsoft, and then you get listed to the Windows Server catalog today, which will migrate to the Pinpoint marketplace in the future.
All right. Now, let's move on and talk about System Center. What's new around the System Center certifications, and why did we decide to do this?
So System Center is more to respond to demand from partners themselves. As I was saying earlier, one of the purpose of the certification is of course, yes, we want to validate the solution technically. There's some technical requirement to meet. But at the end of the day, partners, we're trying to help them sell their solution to be more successful and better meet the needs from our customers as well. So partners as often ask us, well, it's good to have a certification for Windows Server, but if I have a management pack, for example, in System Center, my business is based on that, well, I don't have a certification option for that. So we're trying to respond to that need. System Center being a complicated product, there's several modules. We're starting with the management pack options for Operations Manager to start a certification program on this perspective as well. So then they can turn around and be listed with their certification and be able to tell their customers that, hey, I'm certified, I follow the best practices, and you should choose my solutions rather than another one.
Awesome. Now, what are the requirements to have a management pack certified?
Basically, we're following the same model for each of those certification programs, where you would go to, in this case, to our partner portal. You would download a test toolkit. For System Center, it's what we call a static test. You don't have to install, actually, System Center. You just have to provide your management pack file. You point the test toolkit to this file, and basically the test will analyze the file, make sure it's well formatted, make sure your variables are well declared, make sure there's not too many nesting of parentheses and that kind of stuff, and then generate a nice report, detailed report, and tells you you're passing or not, so you're free to make the changes that you need and then upload your results.
Great. Now, you mentioned that we're working currently with System Center Operations Manager. Does that mean that in the future we're going to kind of keep trying to expand this with System Center?
That's a very good point. Yes, we're trying to do that. The program that we're launching today is also meant to be dynamic. A little change of what we had in the past. We had one program that lasts several years. We're trying to make this one a bit more dynamic, adding modules when it makes sense. System Center is a product being under great changes these days. So we're following up really what they're doing to make sure that we have the right options that are aligned with how they're evolving through their interactions with Windows Server and to Azure as well.
Awesome. Now, let's talk a little more about the catalog changes you were mentioning. Just give us an overview. What's the catalog today, and why are we really trying to enhance this?
So the catalog we have today, we have several catalogs today, and that's part of the problem I think we have. First of all, we have for Windows Server, we had the Windows Server catalog, just windowsservercatalog.com, which served a great purpose probably in the past 10 years, where we're listing all the solutions that have met the logo certifications for hardware and software. On the software side, though, we realized that the world is a bit more dynamic on the application side, where customers are looking at a more interactive catalog or marketplace, a way to interact with customers. And the current catalog we have doesn't offer all that richness that we would like to provide for as depth of information for each of those applications. Also, the catalog is not getting promoted as much in there as much as we would like to, and we're trying to fix that moving with, along with a new catalog where Microsoft's actually investing heavily into making it successful, making it more available, and so forth. On the system center side, we used to have a what's called the System Center Solution Guide from the System Center Alliance team. And while this catalog was better in terms of the quality and interactiveness and richness of the information that was in there, we're also trying to consolidate most of the catalog together as well, or the online solution guide. Just like the Pinpoint Marketplace today already includes solutions. We already have actually listings of Windows Server, System Center, but also Dynamics, Office, some Azure solutions are in there. So as a mainstream Microsoft Marketplace, we think we can have more leverage, having one central place where all the partners are going and where customers are more aware about, oh, this is the place I need to go to find a solution at Microsoft. I don't have to know about different marketplaces or different catalogs for every product. So we think it's easier for them to go one place. It's better for everyone.
And so just to confirm, this is now going to start to support all of these different catalogs and certifications.
Exactly.
Right? Windows Server, Hyper-V, System Center, et cetera.
Exactly. And for the application side of the house. So on the Windows Server catalog, the hardware side will still be there for the at least medium, long term. That we have no plans to change that one yet. But the software side will migrate to Pinpoint.
This is going to be extremely useful for not only our partners to get more visibility, but also our customers, so it's easier to find solutions. What's kind of our time frame or roadmap for getting this out?
The roadmap, we're announcing the program today to be available by March in the preview mode and full-blown integrated with the Microsoft Partner Network platform by May of 2015.
Stay tuned. Coming soon, then.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to add one of those key points for Pinpoint as well. Like to mention, what is Pinpoint? What is Pinpoint to start with? I mean, we all know it's a online catalog. We know it. We're trying to promote. We're investing heavily into the new platform. Pinpoint last year had over 6 million visits and already 100,000 referrals per month for our partners. So that's significant, and that's on the what we call the old Pinpoint. Before they had this major refresh back in September of this year, where they changed the UI to make it more engaging with the customers. They're adding state-of-the-art digital marketing features such as lead management generation functions. So very useful features for our partners to go and measure the effectiveness of this new Pinpoint and how it works well for them and how it better serve customers.
Great. Now, if somebody wants to kind of stay on top of the latest and greatest announcements, how are different ways that they can stay engaged with your team?
There's a few ways I would like to mention here. First of all, we are going to be totally 100% integrated with Pinpoint. So if you have to remember one URL, remember the pinpoint.microsoft.com. From there, you can see the catalog and see how great it looks. You can also access the partner portal from the same pinpoint.microsoft.com URL. From the partner center, you will see information on how to get certified from there when it's available. And we should see that information to be starting to be visible in March.
And was there an email address as well?
Yes. If you can't wait the URL to be available in February, just send us an email at certinfo, that's certinfo@microsoft.com, and we will get the request and make sure you're part of the first of the early adopters that we are planning to contact.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on the show and helping us understand not only what we're doing today, but also where we're going in the future. If you're one of our partners, please make sure that you stay engaged with these guys. They're going to be doing some great work to help raise visibility. And for the rest of you that are our customers, stay tuned. We're going to keep working to give you even better visibility and help you understand the breadth of solutions that all of our partners are now building on the Microsoft stack. Mark, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you.